The voice of the foothills, AM 950, KI.
KI News Time now, 4:32. Welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the KI Afternoon News. Good afternoon. I am Casey Freelove. I don't know if you folks are like me in that you're seeing a lot of clickbait on Facebook, Twitter, and just all over the internet when you're on various websites about this new trend of using charcoal to whiten your teeth. And I'm not sure what I think about it, and I wanted to get a little clarity on what it is, why the trend is becoming popular, and if it is safe. And to help us do so, we're joined by Dr. Kanwar Sachdeva with Sachdeva Orthodontics. First things first, let me welcome in our guest. Good afternoon, doctor. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing? Good, thank you.
How are you doing? You're very welcome. I'm pleased to have you on the show with us. And I was wondering if maybe we could just start by kind of outlining this trend. It seems to me, doctor, that it's a relatively new trend. I've only seen this maybe the last 6 months to a year, but it's kind of striking when you see it because you're not used to seeing people put, you know, black toothpaste in their mouth. And I just can't quite tell exactly where this came from. Where do you think the trend started and why are we seeing so much of it?
I think every now and then people come up with some ideas that can help them and they start propagating them. They start talking about it. And then they put it on the social media, their friends and people who don't even know them, they start following everything they see on internet. And unfortunately, that's not the right way to go. There's nothing that supports this. There's no research. And it's just new idea. Somebody comes up and they're just talking about it, and it is not right. It's not good.
Yeah, and if you get the right, I guess, social media celebrity, as we call them these days, to endorse it, then it just spreads like wildfire, right?
yes, and unfortunately, there are people, we are, the way our society is now, everybody's spending so much time on social media, and they're more involved in that rather than going after and seeking the right things in the right way, looking for some research or nothing. They just go for whatever they see.
Now, I'm reading a press release from the California Association of Orthodontists, which basically is warning, look, this is not a good idea. And if you follow this, you could potentially be doing some real world damage to your teeth. Could you explain that a little bit?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think they're probably talking about using the charcoal, the activated charcoal.
Right.
And rubbing against on their teeth, and they see the difference, and they say, okay, their teeth are whitening. And the conclusion is that you don't need to see a professional, you don't need to see a dentist, you can just start using something like charcoal. Charcoal is a burnt wood or coal, and it's an abrasive. When you rub against your teeth, it may clean up the surface a little bit, or at least gives the feeling of that. Any superficial staining or plaque that's been removed, it gives the feeling that it's looking cleaner and whiter, which is, I think, is just a myth. It makes them feel like it, and, it's actually possibly causing more damage to the teeth than anything else.
Is there any variation of this product? Is there a safe way to use this product, or is it just something that just has not been evaluated enough?
No. There are lots of variations of this. People are using just charcoal powder. They're using it for some kind of a paste. There are different formats that's available online mostly. They come up with nice packaging of it. People are selling. And, it's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. There's just some abrasive powder that you're rubbing against your teeth. A lot of the toothpaste that, people, when they buy toothpaste, they should look for this sign on it, a seal that says ADA approved. That is American Dental Association approved toothpaste product. There's a lot of research that goes into any kind of product before they will put a seal on it and make sure that it's safe for public use. And the products like charcoal and other paste and things, they don't have any kind of research. They don't have any kind of support from any professional entity. And they're not good for people to be using just like that.
We're talking with Dr. Kanwar Sachdeva with Sachdeva Orthodontics about this wild online trend, this black charcoal whitening toothpaste that you're seeing all over social media. And doctor, enamel, as far as I know, is something that we don't regenerate. It's not replaceable. So once you start stripping this down, you could be probably headed towards a world of future problems with your teeth. Is that fair to say?
That is true. you know, there is only so much of thickness of enamel that we are born with. Over a period of time, there is some natural wearing down of the enamel, and that's why as you get older, our teeth can look a little bit more yellow. That's a second layer under the enamel. It's called dentine that becomes more visible or start showing through the enamel. If somebody is using abrasive stuff like charcoal, charcoal paste, whatever you may call it, it's going to wear down the enamel more. So in the initial days, you may feel like, yes, it's looking a little bit more whiter because the surface stains have been removed. But over a period of time, it will cause more wearing down of the enamel, making the enamel layer thinner. And that in result is making going to make the teeth look more yellower and not whiter.
What is it about people's opposition to fluoride? I don't understand it. It's worked for me since I was a kid. I've had relatively few cavities over the course of my life. I mean, I guess I'll consider my genetics lucky, but it seems like everybody's always trying to find that quick fix to not have to use fluoride. Don't you think we should just go ahead and use the fluoride toothpaste we've been using for all these years?
Yes, and fluoride is a naturally occurring substance. And again, there's lots and lots of research all over the world, not just in the U.S., regarding the benefits of fluoride. Fluoride gets absorbed into the tooth surface, making it a stronger surface, making it more resistant against new cavities. So when it is put into the water or in the toothpaste, it makes it a better product for us to use. It's an easier way for us to get fluoride. A lot of kids, when they go to dentists, they get fluoride applications just to reinforce the fluoride effect on the teeth.
Is there, in your opinion, a best, quote-unquote, way to whiten your teeth? Because we see those, strips you can buy in the store. You can always go to your dentist and get a cleaning done with bleach there as well. What, in your opinion, is a safe and effective way to do it?
Okay. First of all, I think if somebody wants to do whitening, they should go and consult with a professional, say the dentist. There are lots of different products. There are over-the-counter products which have ADA seal on it, and they are in-office products. Over-the-counter products usually are, the chemicals used in them are not very strong. They're much lighter to use. For some people, that may be sufficient enough to get the teeth whitening they're looking for. But before they go and buy it, they should consult with a dentist. There may be some in-office procedures that may be more effective, and it all depends on why the teeth are more yellow and or the color that they're looking to improve. If it's superficial staining, they may just need a good cleaning done and a little bit of cleaning, polishing at the dental office, and that will make the teeth look whiter.
Yeah, and I guess we'll bring it back and conclude on this. You know, the dentists have been telling us since we were kids going to them, make sure you floss quite often. I don't know if we can put a day on that. And just brush twice a day, and you're probably going to be on your way to better oral health, right?
That's true. That's true.
Now, let me ask you this, because people like to debate it, and I'll get your opinion on it. How often should I be flossing? Does it have to be done every day, or is every other day okay?
Okay. Preferably every day, but a lot of people find it a big chore to do it. It's a lot of work to do it. If you can do it 2-3 times in a week, that is good enough, but preferably every day.
And Dr. Sachdeva, we've got, most of our listening audience up here in Sacramento. I know you're based in Central California, but we do stream online. And, of course, we've got a mobile phone app. So if you want to give out your contact information, if anybody is interested in getting some information on orthodontics or even following up on this topic, maybe.
Sure. I practice in Fresno, California. I have a practice in Madera and in Sanger. Our practice number is 232-3737. Anybody can give a call, and I'll be happy to get back to them and give them answer their questions.
We've been speaking with Dr. Kanwar Sachdeva with Sachdeva Orthodontics about this trend, the charcoal teeth whitening trend. And I think what we both learned from this interview, don't do it, folks. That's the bottom line. Doctor, thanks so much for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to AM 950 KI, the voice of the foothills.